Hey, it's Deborah Fay here from Disruptive Publishing, and today I'm asking the question, is your story worth publishing? How many times have you thought about writing a book about your life or even a part of your life? Maybe you've had an experience that you think might be interesting or helpful to someone else, or maybe your whole life has been full of experiences that would be interesting or helpful to others. So if you were to write a book, how would you go about it? How would you know what to share and what not to share? Where would you start? How much would you share? Would you need to keep some things to yourself, or would you bear all? What would people think? Would you be judged or ridiculed or rejected? Or would you be embraced and understood and received with gratitude for showing the courage that you've shown, and for creating a space that gives permission to others to share their stories? Every single one of us has at least one story to tell. And sadly, not everyone wants to write a book. And I really don't understand that at all. And there's definitely not enough books out there. I often think our lives are just like books, though, with many chapters and plot twists. Some are good, some are not so good. Just like a work of fiction, what makes our stories most interesting and what makes us most interesting is when we retell them in a way that shows not so much what happens as how we respond to what happens and who we become as a result of the people and the events that show up in our lives. One of the exciting things about writing our own story is that we get to acknowledge our strengths, uncover our weaknesses, and we get to acknowledge the lessons that we learn along the way. Then we get to think about who we want to be in the future. It's really a powerful exercise to reflect in this way. And if you're a journal writer, then you already know what I'm talking about. Journal writing truly is a great tool for personal growth, and it can give you the bones of a great book if that's something that you're drawn to do in this life. Just like the main character in a good mystery novel, though, we don't often know what we're made of until we're tested by life. If you were to write your story, though, consider these questions. What would your story be? Would it be a drama, or would it be an adventure? Would it be a romantic comedy or a thriller? Think about yourself as the main character. How would you describe yourself? Would you be strong and resilient, courageous, brave, victorious? What sort of things would your main character have overcome to get where they are now? What would they have learned about people and life along the way? What would they have learned about themselves? And what would they say to anyone that's following in their footsteps? What message would they want to share from their experience? You know, you can inspire others with your story. Your experience can be helpful and can serve as a guide for anyone who is facing the same challenges that you've overcome. People really are hungry to learn how to overcome their pain and attain more happiness in their lives, and they want to be moved. I know that for sure. So if you've overcome a challenge, then chances are your story, it could be the turning point for someone else. Imagine that. If you have a story about love and loss, about broken relationships that have led to new and better outcomes, health challenges that have been overcome, maybe you've got a rags to riches story, but you've got a story worth publishing. If you have a story about overcoming abuse or rising above poverty or learning to value yourself after being minimized or hurt or humiliated, then you have a story worth publishing. If you have a story about having a dream and conquering it against all odds, then you have a story worth publishing. The trick is to know how to write your story using the right blend of information mixed with the right level of emotional vulnerability so that your reader can connect with you and feel moved while they're reading. One thing I loved about my days as a counselor was how, while most of my clients had similar challenges in their lives, every single one of them felt differently about their challenges for different reasons. And I was always curious to understand what motivated each of them to feel the way they feel and respond the way they responded. It really isn't the plot or the events in our lives that make our stories interesting. It's, you know, the greatest stories can come from the most mundane events. It's how we feel about the events and how we respond to them that make us and our stories interesting. If you've thought about writing a book about your life or about an aspect of your life, and if you've ever thought that your life wasn't interesting enough, I encourage you to think again. We can help you share your story in a way that moves and engages people. You might be surprised by how moving and engaging your story really is. That's it from me for this week, but I encourage you to follow the link below and book in for an information call with me. If you'd like to explore this further, between us, we can determine whether or not you have a story worth publishing. It could be the beginning of a whole new chapter for you, that chapter where you become a published author. Bye for now.